If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Tuesday. Isn't this your favorite day? Tuesday, your day?
Well, I got a good night's sleep.
Yeah, and we got you off to a good start with your favorite song. I would walk 1,000 miles. No, you love that one.
No, I The on-air dedication, too. Wow.
Well, I mean...
It's old school. Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
requested
like,
dedication hour.
This is great. You're playing my song.
So it goes out to Vinny.
This one's going out to our boy Vinny. He's amazing. How did we do it without him? We couldn't do it. We have to change the name. I mean, come on.
All requests all the time.
Yeah, that's what we do here. No, all Chapel Roan all the time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Never not Chapel Roan. Mm-hmm. So how are you guys?
I slept good too. So.
Did you? I did not sleep good. Did everyone get a good night's sleep?
Yeah. I went to bed at like 6:30.
Oh my God. So did I. I fell right to sleep. Woke up at 9. Stayed up till 1.
That happens to me way more than I would ever want to admit to you.
And so you pick up your book and you go, okay, well, I'll just read my, I'll fall right back to sleep. How could I not? I didn't get any sleep the night before. Why wouldn't I just go right back to sleep? Keep looking.
It's a head game,
yeah,
dude.
It really,
it is a full on head game.
And you do it to yourself.
Game. I know.
Like, there's nothing that you're worried about. It just becomes this thing where you're so anxious about not getting to sleep that you're actually keeping yourself up with your anxiety.
Well, yeah. No one falls asleep going, I got to get to sleep.
I got to go to sleep right now. I'll get 2 hours and 11 minutes.
The opposite of how sleep happens.
Do it, brain. Do it.
Come on, brain. Turn off already.
I was actually... Because I didn't sleep the night before. That's just part of this, what we're talking about right now. But I was so tired yesterday, and I got in bed, and there was something going on. It was just me and Edie, and I made her dinner, and I gave her some Doritos and some ice cream, which are all treats like that shouldn't even happen. But, you know, there's Dad going, you're going to like me best, aren't you?
Yeah.
How can I help it, Dad? You give me all the good stuff. Doritos and ice cream? Yes, please.
I mean, I gave her, you know, bean and cheese burrito, too, but those other things
she didn't
were
care
also
about that.
In the mix. Oh, you know what's funny? And I don't know if you've thought of it this deliberately when you had when your kids were around and they were young, but my daughter had walked up to me at some point a couple weeks ago and said, do you like black licorice?
Oh.
And I said, I actually do. Mm-hmm. And she said, what does it taste like? And I said, I can't describe it. I'll get you some and you'll taste it. And she goes, okay. And I really want her to have experiences. Sure. So yet last night I took her to the store and she was, of course, I'm in the middle of explaining, I want you to try black licorice because then you can say, I don't like it.
Or I do. I'm one of those people that do.
And so as I'm telling her this, she goes, you know what I really want to try are those peeps, Easter peeps. And I'm like, well, throw them in the basket.
Oh my God, Vinny. You know she's going to like those. Hi, we're sugar.
Like yeah.
I know I shouldn't be saying all this, but so anyway, she gets the peeps and then...
What color? Yellow?
She chose purple.
Oh, well, of course. Oh. I mean, yeah, they have them in a vast array of colors now.
Yeah. So anyway, that was part of our little adventure. And then I made her ring it all up.
Oh.
And she's...
Oh, you did the self-checkout?
The self-checkout. Nice. She rang it all up. I was telling her, you got to straighten this out. Boop. There you go. Now you're good.
Show her the barcode.
She paid for it with the card. Not hers, mine.
I assumed.
I got her home and I did a little
taste.
I gave her, first I bought strawberry licorice. You know that those little knobby things that you buy? Okay, so I cut a piece of strawberry. I handed it to her. She's like, that is good.
I cut a piece
of black licorice and I hand it to her and she goes, oh, it's not bad. And I'm like, you don't like it. She goes, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I remember being little and I didn't like it at all. And I feel like now I can tolerate it, but it's definitely, I think when you're a kid, it's a hard yes or a hard no.
Mm-hmm. Well, it was a
hard no.
Well, she wanted to like it because she knows I do, but right. I was like, it's okay. You don't have to like it all.
Well, and kid palates, you know, the thing about that was to me was always just try everything and don't just try it the one time that, you know, we always talked about how, like, when I was a kid, I didn't like that much stuff.
But Mom, I threw up.
Okay.
One more time.
Just take a bite. Just every so often, take a bite. When something gets offered, take a bite. When somebody offers you, especially if you're at somebody's house or something, they offer you food, you know, try it.
Right.
Because you just never know when you're going to be like, holy cow, like my taste buds have come around.
Yeah, my pops was like, you have to try it. You have to eat a little bit of everything and you have to clean your plate.
Oh, boy.
And yeah.
Well, that's not a little bit of everything. That's all of everything.
Yeah, but, and then, you know, as I got older, I still feel weird if I leave anything on a plate. Like, I feel.
That's beat into us by the generation before us, too. And it becomes like an anxiety thing where if somebody has loaded your plate with so much stuff and you're like, I don't want to eat all that, but my mom needs to be. Meets me to be in the clean plate brigade. So I can't.
I don't know this clean plate brigade.
I was definitely a member in it.
Yeah. All right.
You were in it. You didn't even know it.
We finish our adventure. I make her food. We have our evening. I've got to get into bed and the missus is showing up any minute and she does. And I'm watching the game.
Yeah.
The basketball game.
Right.
And by the way, so I'm watching it and I'm just trying to keep up on it. But also, you know, I have a kid that I'm dealing with. So I see at one point Florida's down 12.
Yep.
And I'm we're dust. Meanwhile, rooting for Florida. Like, why?
Well, because you picked them for last. But, so as of yesterday, if the people don't know who won, it was down to you and Maddie, like his team and your team. That you picked for the end, in our brackets. It to the finals.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of amazing.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah.
It was really good.
So at about 2 minutes, this is me I give up. I'm turning it off. I turned it off, went to bed, fell asleep, and stayed down all night.
And then you found out this morning.
I didn't even look that up right away.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
And then when I did look it up, oh my God, I won!
So what was the final point tally for you guys? I mean, that's amazing.
And I think Vin should get a song for that because that was a big win. It was a comeback.
Yeah.
He's the people's champion.
What happened to all those other songs, the ones that... Didn't Adea do a bunch of other songs for us, too?
There's two others. There's a metal one and there's a kind of surfer one.
We should rotate those in.
Sure.
They did a lot of work on those.
And they're nice boys.
Oh, my God. Such nice boys.
Yeah.
And we're trying to get them to do one for Bob, so.
Oh, God. Let me do a couple texts real quick.
Please. Oh, my goodness. I would love to hear some texts. All right. You guys are the best part of the show, our texters.
Oh, Vinny, did you win the pool? Congratulations, man. Yes, I did. There are certain songs that make me think of you guys. Vanessa Carlton is one.
Oh, yes.
Anything Oasis, Sia reminds me, Jessica. Sorry, I had some all set up and then a bunch of new ones rolled in. Is it Bob or Barbara Ann? Because Bob Ram is They're singing Barbara Ann.
They are singing Barbara Ann.
We're going for the Bob part.
We're going for the Bob.
But honestly, I don't want to live with that for the rest of my life. Let's find this.
I mean, that's as victory songs go, it's pretty perfect, but
I love Sandy's input. Haha, my mom is also Sandy. Yes, Sandy
jumped
listening.
In yesterday. Hi,
well,
Sandy.
You know what? She didn't. When I got into radio, they didn't live near me.
Yeah.
So all the stories, all my adventures, everything that I, you know, let out of the bag
the
along
olden
the
days
way,
of,
she never heard
of
that
radio.
Stuff. So she didn't know that at some point in my seventh grade year, for whatever reason that I had to take a shower in her bathroom, that I used her razor on my own legs. Oh. And there was a point, you know, when you... I can only imagine you know this because maybe you're muff or something, but if you pull a razor into a thick patch of hair, it comes out with, like, it fills up quick.
Yeah.
And it doesn't get very far.
Yeah.
And that's what was happening to my legs.
There's a trick.
I don't know
to getting
the trick.
You take the razor and then you run it backwards across your thigh and you can get it. Like, if you're trimming things up, you just take it. And all the, no matter how long the hair is, it'll go out. You know, the razor's going this way, so you run it this way.
That's a girl trick?
I don't know. Is that
unanimous?
I just rinse
it.
Oh,
we don't hear you.
Yeah, I usually don't have the water going when I'm because I usually do it in the shower. So if I need to rinse, I can do it. But I usually would just wipe the hair right out of it. Make a little, and I'm actually like make a little patch on my leg. Like, oh, look at that.
Of your old hair.
My old hair, yeah. So much of it. Such a thick coat.
Well, anyway, as I was, you know, experimenting.
Yes.
And common sense didn't enter that picture at any point and say, you know, your seventh grade is a tough year. It's a bad time to shave your legs.
Yeah, that's called being a bored seventh grader who just found a razor in his mommy's bathroom. Like, that is, it's not your fault, then. There's nothing you could have done
about
that.
I know, but
that.
I'm just saying there was no, at no point did the real world enter that moment, there I am, and say... This isn't, and so someone else wrote, because I mentioned that I put on my Chewbacca socks to go to school the next day.
So that
day.
They appear hairy down there.
No, that wasn't why.
Oh, they weren't just like filled with hair?
No, they just had
hair.
Pictures on the side, and I really didn't care about Star Wars or care about those socks, but they were knee high.
They were tight enough to stay
up. I needed them all the way up just to make sure no one could get a look at what I'd done to myself, which was... I don't know.
Shaved to the knee?
About 4 inches.
Oh. Right. You have some thick hair, so they
I
were,
couldn't
that, the razor was That's, filling up
as
fast.
Soon as I was doing it going, oh, this is awful. Mm. And then I went, I'm really tired of this. I don't want to do it anymore. And then I went, well, I better even them out.
Yeah. It's like cake when you're like, well, I just need to.
Yeah, kid logic.
No one will notice it if I cut it here and.
Vinny, I'm concerned that we were wearing Chewbacca socks. Listen, I was trying to save my own seventh grade life.
I love that you had Chewbacca socks.
I know.
Wish I had some.
They do seem like a collector's item, don't they?
They used to do the if you remember, maybe you don't, they had a they were knee high and there was a picture on the outside of the sock.
When it was like,
yeah, it was a picture of him, or they had R2-D2, right. And they had all of them.
It's like, what is that called, a bandolier? Like, didn't he have like a shoulder strap thing with all the his ammo on it, I guess?
I don't know. He never did anything with it. It might just be a necklace. You know.
Wow.
Oh, look. We have found.
Oh, those aren't them.
Some Chewbacca socks.
I'll show you what they are.
What's the shipping on those? His birthday's on Saturday.
No,
let's
I don't want
those.
Them.
No, I want those.
It's on Prime.
Send me the link, please.
You got it.
Thank you. Are they big enough for him? He's so big.
I'll
He's a big
sure.
boy. Thank you.
Let me see if I can find the 70s version of what we're talking about.
No, it's
I
all
probably
right.
can't.
It's fine. I can picture it. Were they white with Chewbacca on like a white background?
That's them.
Oh, my.
Oh.
So these are, they have sort of a striped orangish top.
That's
that
the
would go.
70s. I mean, come on. This
and
is
then
the
it's,
70s.
It's like a weird Polaroid looking photo of Chewbacca that would be on the outside of your leg. They're not at all what I was picturing him full, you know, full body shot on the side of your leg.
You have these too?
We had some Star Wars tumblers. I don't know which ones we
They're
had.
Like
we had all kinds of Star Wars stuff.
Collectors, like fast food.
What do people
food.
Want for that stuff?
What is it? Oh, this says sold. Doesn't even have a price. See if there's any others. I just looked at that and went, we had those.
Yeah.
I feel like we got them at...
Weren't there jelly jars, too, that had, like, a R2-D2 on the side or C-3PO or whatever? Like, there was, like, a line of... Maybe it was a Smucker's promotion or something.
I don't know.
They're calling these Burger King.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yeah, Burger King. That's
funny.
And we had to drive, like, 40 minutes to get to any fast food or anything where I grew up. And like...
It was a helicopter
that would be
right
such
away.
A big deal to go to Burger King and get collector's cups and
man,
stuff.
The Star Wars stuff was just everywhere. Yeah. It is true that people who have some foresight and go, okay, this is going to be a thing. I'm going to buy every toy and keep it in a box, that it is worth more later.
I didn't really
I just don't
wear
know
those.
If it's worth enough more.
And I think I was too, you know, grown for them. But again, after I'd been discovered as a gay among my other seventh graders.
Sure. Because of the shaving incident.
Yes. I
kids are so cruel.
I quickly found out what that is. And
Well, the kids who were actually gay were like, we've known for years how to keep that on the down low with all these mean people around
this
us.
Dumb guy.
Right. Let this guy take the heat.
Probably
I'll be coming out in college.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
No
they
kidding.
Were. Yeah, the guy who pointed it out was probably
it's
the gayest.
Him. Get him.
What? Look at that guy. He must be one of them gays. Oh, get him.
I swear to God, that day, I remember practically tearing my socks to get him pulled up over the bald spot around my ankles. Oy. Anyway.
Well, you live, you learn, Vin.
Yeah, well.
Now you got a fun story.
That's why the
about
Chewbacca
it.
Socks came back out. I wasn't like, they
Chewbacca
weren't
Socks
part
is just
the...
fun to say. That's actually a good band name, Chewbacca Socks.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not bad. I mean.
You know, you really should just stick with one. Mm, I mean,
I can't even remember what it is currently. Oh, it's Gristle. Yeah, we came up with something else. It was,
oh, great.
Yeah, it was going to be Depensibles and whatever.
Depends. All right.
Like it depends.
Oh, God.
I know. It's late. I just looked too. KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco. Sarah Minnie Alice's Morning Show. Look, it's the new song from Ed Sheeran. We'll be back after this.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health.
At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBnetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.